Hello, and welcome to this episode of Tech, Linux, and Hacker Culture. I'm your host, J.R. Swab, and today we're covering some more Bash tutorials. But first, I'd like to give a little shout-out to myself. You can find me on Twitter, at J.R.S.W.A.B. You can find me on Steemit, on Mastodon.xyz, find me on Minds, on Gab, pretty much anywhere with the same username, J.R.S.W.A.B. Also, I created another podcast that is not tech-related. I'm sure tech will come up in that podcast, but this one is specifically for my love of technology, since it is first and foremost in my life when it comes to subject matter that I've always been interested in. But this other one that I started, it's more of a anything goes kind of variety show where I talk about whatever I'm learning at the time. So I always spend my time learning something, and it's not always tech-based. And so I wanted to create another podcast that I could share the things I learned that aren't tech-based. So if you're interested in things other than technology and you want to hear more of like what I'm learning at the time, it kind of relates to my life in general. Not sure where it's going to go, but it's definitely going to be things I'm learning that aren't tech-based. Head over there. You can find it. Anchor.fm/JRSWAB is the link to that now. And the link to this podcast for Anchor is Anchor.fm/HackerCulture. So just bear in mind. So if you're interested in something other than technology and my opinions on pretty much anything, you can find it there. But today, it's all about Bash. The last two episodes of the podcast, we did talk about Bash stuff, and so if you haven't listened to those two already, I strongly advise you to listen to those in order so you can really get a good foundation, unless you already know Bash. And if you know Bash, then no worries. You can just listen. But today we will continue the trend as we progress into more ways to manipulate our computer and what it does. Like I said, if you never used Bash, you should go back and listen to the first two episodes. But that's totally up to you. So, first of all, thanks to everyone who has added comments on my student posts for this, and anyone who has messaged me on Anchor or on social media about this podcast. Greatly appreciated. So, we can redirect data. One is what's called as output. And as we've seen in the previous two episodes, we can run a command, and Bash will output the results to the terminal screen. This is great, but sometimes we want to have the information saved somewhere else. As with most of this series so far, it is easy to do. All you need to do is add the greater than symbol. So you have something is greater than something else, a little caret symbol. And what you use it in this format. So we're going to use the CAT command or for cat. It basically displays information on a screen. Unless you use this greater than symbol, then you can say, okay, cat some file.txt, and then you add space the greater than symbol, space, some other file.txt, and if we use cat without bash, like I said, it'll dump the contents of some file.txt into the terminal. However, we told the command to save that output to some other file.txt. This will overwrite anything in the second file, so be careful when using it. You don't want any accidents overwriting files that you need information in. What if we wanted to add output to a command of a command to a file, but not overwrite the entire file? We can do this by using two greater than symbols back to back with no spaces in between, instead of only one, which gives us cat space some file.txt space greater than space some other file.txt. And this will append the contents of some file.txt to the second file. This is useful when adding information to a log file or when we need to combine two documents. This is for any command that writes to standard output being just the terminal window, Those commands in Bash use standard output, but some write to what is known as standard error to catch both sets of outputs and append them to a certain file. We can use the ampersand in front of the two greater than symbols. So it's ampersand greater than with no spaces. The command above would then look as follows: cat space some file.txt space ampersand greater than space some file.txt, or you want something a little bit different, you can use cat space some file.txt space greater than symbol space some file.txt, some other file.txt, and then you have a space number two, greater than symbol, the ampersand, and then number one. It's a little less intuitive. I find the first option of just using ampersand greater than much more intuitive and easier to remember. To save the standard output to one file and the standard error to another file, we can use the the two greater than symbols and a two before the two greater than symbols, and use these together, and we'll get something like this. So keep in mind, this will save information for standard output to a file, and then anything that would be to standard error to a different file. So this is cat space some file.txt space greater than space some other file.txt space the number two greater than space the error file.txt. It's not too hard to remember, but I will say I have rarely ever used that. I've never been in a situation in my personal life where I've needed to save information of an output to a file and then the error logs to a different file, but you might need to do this in a more professional setting. Talk about input. We can also redirect input from a file to a command. The command looks like cat less than symbol, spaces obviously, some file.txt. This is a bit redundant for the cat command, since doing cat space some file.txt has the same outcome. However, there may be a day where a bash command we need to use does not act similarly to the concatenation command. In that case, we need to use this redirection method. One way this can be useful is when there's a lot of data in a file, we need to add to a command. This will save us time to redirect the file's data into the command using the less than symbol. The more we learn and use Bash, the more we look for the fastest way to accomplish a task. At least, that's what I find myself. I'm always looking for the least number of characters to type to achieve the greatest number of production possible. Keep in mind that the way cat works without the less than sign is a normal feature of most utilities. The few times we need to use this are exceptions to the rule. We may find we never use the input redirection, but as with all knowledge bases, that is good to know. As I said, I've never used that because all the commands I use on a daily basis do that by default. So, what's next? Piping. Piping's next. Very useful. I love pipes. So, we all tend to peek at our keyboard from time to time, and we may have seen that straight line that shares a key with the backslash. That, my friends, is the pipe. We can use it in Bash to gather information from another command. When we send information from one command to another command, we use this as a separator in a line of multiple commands we wish to use together. This group of commands is known as a pipeline. We will get much deeper in this handy tool in the future, so let's only touch on it lightly here. When we pipe two or more commands together, they all run at the same time and use the output from the previous command as data. So we have an example here. Cat space stuff.txt, then a pipe, there's a space beside two, space grep jr swab space pipe space grep tac v parenthesis is cool, not parenthesis, my apologies, that would be quotation marks, is cool, quotation marks. So, the above command works as follows. We know cat will display the contents of stuff.txt. That data then gets piped into grep, grep is a bash command that allows us to search plain text. The first grep then searches the output of cat of the command cat space stuff.txt for all lines that contain jrswab. Once found, the second grep then searches for the first for all lines that do not contain is cool. What we receive on the screen are lines of stuff.txt that contain jrswab but not is cool. Very useful command when we need to look up information in a large file for one line of text or a couple words to only see a small set of data. Remember, the extension does not matter, and this will work with for any file, whether it's Python file, plain text file, HTML files, CSS files, etc. So, before things get too much deeper, we're going to end it there. If you want to see all of this written out, go to steemit.com/@jrswab. It is the Let's Learn Bash tutorial 003, and you can actually see the commands written out instead of me speaking them. We have one more Bash tutorial that I will be going over in this podcast form, and then we will move on to bigger and better things for the podcast. So thanks for listening. If you want to support the show, you can always upvote me on Steemit, or you can head over to jrswab.com/support. You can donate. You can join my Patreon. You can even run the Monero miner. It's on that webpage if you want to support for free and use your CPU power to give a little bit back to my content creation efforts. So until next time, thanks for listening. Remember to always stay nerdy and keep learning.